things. You see, I don't hold with the theory that the fourth dimension is either philosophical or mathematical. I think it's purely intuitional.
Oh?
I don't mean to start an argument or sound pretentious, but that's the way I feel about it.
I never heard that before.
He was slinging pawns at a B&B when he had an epiphany. A nigga partying about time too, about not playing D&D. It was free throw all, and I heard him say, "Keep off my borderlands. But just sit back and let Spencer do his trick, cause you're incapable AMs."
Hello, and welcome to Keep Off the Borderlands, a podcast about RPGs and stuff. My name's Spencer, aka Free For All, and I have been trying to put together an episode about the struggles I've had trying to get solo play off the ground. Ironically, I'm struggling to get that particular episode off the ground. So instead, I'm going to talk about role playing in the fourth dimension. What on earth are you talking about? I hear you say. Well, I'll tell you. In the past, I've resisted using the term role-playing in favour of the term adventure gaming, because when it came to describing what I was actually doing or even looking for when playing RPGs, the act of actual role-playing was not particularly high on the list. This was partly because I associated role-playing with the kind of voice actor play that you see in things like Critical Role. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not adverse to hamming things up and doing silly voices, as you well know. Just that this wasn't the focus of play for me. There are those other more gamey aspects I was interested in. The exploration, the problem solving, dealing with dilemmas, that kind of stuff. More recently, I've come to understand role playing as something other than voice acting. It's more about engaging with an imagined environment via an imagined character. In character, as character, as Anthony Runeslinger Boyd would say in his Casting Shadows podcast. Or otherworld immersion, being the term favoured by Che Webster of Roleplay Rescue, which I believe was a phrase first coined by Daniel Jones of Primeval Fantasy. I've certainly found this proposed approach to role-playing intriguing. I was recently introduced to the concept of 4D role-playing, thanks to Same Old G's podcast episode, The Four-Dimensional Model of Role-Playing. As I crudely understand it, the first dimension encompasses friends at the table, the out-of-game chatter, beer and pretzels type shenanigans, the casual approach to gaming, essentially play as a social event. The second dimension is the rules. Choosing rules, discussing rules, understanding the system, procedures, stats, modifiers, XP, metacurrency, all that mechanical stuff. The crunch, if you like. The third dimension is the in-game talk, the conversation between GM and player concerning in-world events. According to the proponents of this model, this is the level at which most folks appear to be content. The collaborative construction of fiction, regardless of how that's delineated. When it comes to the fourth dimension, this is role-playing in its strictest sense. Players speak as their characters, narrating their actions while the GM narrates everything else. No questions are directed at the GM because the GM is not an entity within the character's world. This is quite a radical and controversial approach due to the necessary exclusion of the other levels of play during a session. According to this model, anything else just isn't role-playing. Understandably, people aren't going to appreciate being told that what they've really been doing all this time doesn't qualify as actual role-playing. Now, I can kind of understand some of the frustration expressed by some proponents of the 4D approach. I imagine folks who have experienced this level of play for any extended period of time probably feel that they have emerged from Plato's cave, seeing the true potential that role-playing games offer. Yet, everywhere they turn, they see folks championing what they themselves regard as a pale imitation of what is truly possible. Despite finding some of this attitude in the first few YouTube videos I came across when diving into this rabbit hole, I continued my search to find more considered explorations of these ideas. From the perspective of my own experience as a player, I believe that I, along with many others, fluctuate across all these dimensions of play. Admittedly, probably spending the least amount of time in that 4D zone, but I'm certainly interested in making efforts to engage more frequently at that level. I can certainly appreciate that it takes the right group of people to be able to maintain this 4D engagement for an entire session, and speaking disparagingly about anyone who isn't on the same page as you is not necessarily going to win folks over. What's interesting, though, is that those that are critical of how others play are equally critical of themselves. When they catch themselves wandering into these other zones of play. Although I'm not sure how helpful that is. Something I feel is very much adjacent to this that I came across this week are a couple of videos I watched on YouTube. The first was from the People Make Games channel, where Quentin Quinn Smith travels to Singapore to experience the Chinese role-playing phenomenon of Jubensha, which literally translates as murder script. These games are something akin to the deductive murder mystery, but cover a wide range of genres where role-playing as other people is the real draw. I should point out that I discovered this video thanks to Chris McDowell's interview with Quinns on the most recent episode of the Bastionland podcast. The second video I saw is by Ben Melton of Questing Beast talking about Dave Wesley's Braunstein, the game that arguably gave birth to Dungeons & Dragons. Braunstein shifted play away from the maps and minis of wargaming and into the realm of roleplay. Despite not calling the game a role-playing game himself, I understand it wasn't too far from this 4D playstyle, although perhaps not quite as prescriptive. What I do find interesting is that Dave Wesley did favour the term adventure gaming. Unfortunately, that name was trademarked by a magazine that was available at the time. So, in conclusion, I guess, I think many of us do touch on this fourth dimension of play quite frequently in our gaming. However, because we don't remain in that particular area and fluctuate back and forth through these dimensions, this is seen as sullying that style of play. I'll just leave you with a wee reminder of this month's movie night. Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal from 1982. Now, with this one, I am more than happy to hear folks' thoughts on the 2019 Netflix prequel series, Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. That episode will air on Monday the 29th of April, so the official entry cut-off date is the 26th. For a guaranteed slot in the show, I will endeavour to accommodate late entries. As always, send your entries to either spencer.freeforall@gmail.com or via Discord as detailed in the show notes. And I very much look forward to hearing from you. Well, that's quite enough from me. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate all the messages I receive. If you'd like to contact me, any questions, feedback or requests, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an audio message via speakpipe.com/keepoffthebalderlands or one word, or you can email me at spencer.freethrall@gmail.com. You can also find me on Discord and a variety of other places as detailed in the show notes. If you enjoy the show, a review or a share would be much appreciated. The music for Keep Off the Borderlands is provided by the multi-talented Mr. TJ Drennan. And it just remains for me to say, take it away, TJ.
Warning, if celebrating the sound of dice hitting the table and pondering the meaning of the many acronyms within your player's handbook doesn't cure that burning sensation, please see your doctor.